DeepEnglish.com.
Raised by Wolves, Active Speaking Part A. Many people would say that they love their animals like family members. But is it a two-way street? Can animals really love humans? Some would say no. Do you believe animals can truly love humans? They explain away the affection of a dog or cat for a human as just a means to an end. The human provides food and safety, and so the animals try to bond to ensure they keep getting the resources they need to survive. What do humans provide animals? Humans provide animals food and safety. Do animals try to bond with humans to ensure their food and safety? Well, some people believe that animals try to bond with humans to ensure their food and safety. Marcos Pantoja would disagree. Who would disagree? Marcos Pantoja would disagree. At just 6 years old, Marcos was sold by his father to an old shepherd. Who sold Marcos to an old shepherd? His father sold Marcos to an old shepherd. How old was Marcos? Marcos was just 6 years old. Marcos and the shepherd lived together on the mountainside until the old man suddenly died, leaving Marcos all alone in Spain's Sierra Morena Mountains. Did Marcos and the shepherd live in town? No, Marcos and the shepherd lived on a mountainside. What happened to the shepherd? The shepherd suddenly died. Was Marcos all alone? Yes, Marcos was all alone. In the beginning, Marcos survived by catching rabbits and partridges for food using traps he made out of leaves and sticks. What did Marcos eat? Marcos ate rabbits and partridges. How did he catch the rabbits and partridges? He caught them using traps he made out of leaves and sticks. Soon, he began to use animals as guides, leading him to unexpected sources of food. Who were Marcos's guides? Animals were Marcos's guides. What did they lead him to? They led him to unexpected sources of food. For example, when the wild boars smelled tubers, they began to dig with their snouts. What did the wild boars dig up? The wild boars dug up tubers. Did they use shovels to dig up the tubers? No, they didn't use shovels to dig up the tubers. They used their snouts. Marcos learned that if he threw a stone towards the digging boars, they would run away, and then he could quickly gather the remaining wild tubers. How did Marcos chase away the boars? Marcos threw a stone at the boars to chase them away. Marcos developed special bonds with certain animals, and he began feeling less alone in the mountains. Did Marcos develop special bonds with all the animals? No, Marcos developed special bonds with certain animals. Did this make him feel less alone? Yes, this made him feel less alone. The most special bond of all was his bond with wolves. Who was he closest with? He was closest with the wolves. One day, not long after the shepherd died, Marcos wandered into a cave. Did Marcos wander into a forest? No, he didn't wander into a forest, he wandered into a cave. Inside, he found a pack of wolf cubs. What did he find in the cave? He found a pack of wolf cubs in the cave. Though at first he was frightened, he entered anyway and even began to play with the cubs. How did Marcos feel at first? At first he was frightened. Who did he begin to play with? He began to play with the cubs. He played with the cubs until he grew tired and eventually fell asleep inside the dark cave. What happened after he played with the cubs? After he played with the cubs, he grew tired and eventually fell asleep inside the dark cave.